We have a prayer request that came in on Facebook Messenger from Lisa Taylor. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
She says, I need prayers for mine and Ella's health. My blood pressure has been all wacky, high and low all week, and Ella needs prayer as well, please. Also for my Aunt Linda, who is ringing the cancer bell today in Oklahoma City.
All right.
So that's one that came in.
How about we pray over that one before we get to the next one? Can we do that?
Sure. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me see your...
Absolutely.
Let's pray. And that is from Lisa. Heavenly Father, we set our faith in agreement right now with Lisa. Father, Lisa took the effort to reach out to us here to send a message. And Father, we reach out to you not because we feel like you're far away. We know you've already heard Lisa's request, and you are well aware of everything that's going on in Lisa's life. We pray, Lord Jesus, over her, over Ella. Lord, we speak to Lisa's blood pressure. Father, we don't know what's caused her blood pressure to be wacky and high and low all week, but Father, you do. And we know this, that by your stripes, Lord Jesus, a atoning healing was paid for. As surely as every person who we can read in the Gospels came to you, Jesus, and asked for and received their healing, we believe that you can impart to Lisa today her manifested healing. This blood pressure can come in line and become stable and steady at the right place for her body. Father, we speak to Lisa's heart. We speak to her blood pressure. We speak to everything affecting it. And we say in the name of Jesus, become normal. Become normal. No more highs and no more lows. And Lord, let this be done as evidence that you, Jesus, our Lord Almighty, God, you are sovereign God, and we take you at your word and your promise. We pray for Linda, Lord God, who's ringing the cancer bell, and we celebrate her healing. Father, I know that the bell means that the treatments are over, that the person has survived the treatments, but we are declaring now Linda to be cancer free in the mighty name of Jesus. We're decreeing it because Jesus Christ paid the price for Linda's healing, and we claim it. And we claim not only these healings, but every person who needs it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
And if I remember correctly, Lisa's daughter, Ella, has been having seizures. So if we could pray and speak to those seizures, yep, that would be wonderful.
Yep. Father, we pray over this, Lord God. That's a particular symptom that is dealt with in the Bible itself. In the Gospels, there were people, children generally, that were having seizures, and Jesus rebuked those seizures and they left. He rebuked the source of it. Father, we come against whatever the source of those seizures is. We know that it is not you putting seizures on this girl. God, we come against it. We stand in agreement that your will be done. There be no more seizures, no more outbursts or outbreaks, and that you be glorified in that. That, Lord, it be done in such a way that only you could receive the glory for it, and that the doctors will prove it, and the symptoms be gone, and that will prove it, and that, Lord, they will have a powerful testimony of your goodness and your healing and your virtue in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
We want to pray for Ron Bradley, who was sent to OU Medical Center. Elk City ER found a problem with his pancreas. Destiny Maples woke up with a fever this morning, and Matt Janning, who has COVID.
All right. Gracious Heavenly Father, we know that you are aware of all these needs. Father, for Ron, Lord, who was sent to Oklahoma City to OU to try to find out what's going on with his pancreas. Well, Father, we know that you know what's going on with his pancreas. And we're asking for your divine and direct intervention. We ask also, Lord, that as he goes, that these medical professionals that you've given to us as a gift, Father, that they would be led of your Holy Spirit. Even if they don't know you, they can still be led of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, to determine the right diagnosis, anything they should or shouldn't do. Father, the bottom line is we entrust Ron to you for his health and well-being in every area of his life. And we give you praise for it now. Father, I pray for Destiny. Lord, I know Destiny very well and very personally, and thank you, Lord, that her hope and her trust is in you. And Father, as she reached out on our messenger group earlier this morning for prayer over a fever, Father, whatever's causing that fever, we must rebuke that in Jesus' name. If she's come in contact with a virus that has attached itself to her, especially some form of flu or whatever it is, we know, Lord Jesus, that when you touched Peter's mother-in-law's hand and rebuked that fever, it left. And we just command that fever to be gone and every symptom and every source of that in Jesus' mighty name. And we pray, Lord, for Matt, Lord God, who's been diagnosed with COVID. Father, we thank you that there is not a name in all of creation that is higher than the name of Jesus Christ. When people gave a name to that virus and called it COVID, Lord God, even when they named it, they subjected it to your lordship. For you are, Jesus, the name above every name. And we speak the name of Jesus over every one of these people. And over those who are unnamed, I pray for my friend John, Lord God, Ternas, Lord, who is going for some treatments, and they're trying to discover how to treat him for what's going on in his left lung. Well, Father, we speak life and healing over John Ternas also in Jesus' mighty name. And for that, we give you praise. Amen and amen. Amen.
Our Facebook sponsor today is Gateway Church. They are located at 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Chasten and Brooklyn Music are the pastors and would love for anyone to come just as you are and join them for any of their worship services. You can follow them on Facebook at Gateway Church eCity or on YouTube at Welcome to Gateway Church in Elk City OK. Service times are Sunday morning worship, 10:30 a.m., Spanish service, 2 p.m., Sunday evening, 6 p.m. Wednesday night, they have Bible engagement at 6:30 and Bible study at 7. If you need more information, you can contact them at 580-225-4646. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty Church, 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your socks off. Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City, Apostle Casey Elliott. Which one? Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like custom designs in wood, you can contact him at 580-243-8635.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We will be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
Barbadoes and Ford of Elk City is Western Oklahoma's auto service headquarters. With the largest team of certified technicians anywhere around, we're here to help you keep your vehicle running its best, Ford or not. No matter your make or model, you can count on us, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. And while you're here, shop our entire inventory with financing as low as 0.9%. Only at BarbadoesandFord.net.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Prayer this morning, y'all. Our guest for today is Pastor Delight the White Shepherd. His title for this morning is Flip the Switch of Faith.
Flip the Switch of Faith. You know, we're talking about from Peter, if you weren't with us earlier, Second Peter chapter 1 tells us that God's given us everything we need. Well, if I have everything I need, then I have everything I need. But how do I get it? You know, it's like, how do I access it? You know, like sometimes I'm like the little kid who wants the cookies off the top shelf. You know, how do I get what's already mine? I got to flip the switch. It got dark in here. Monica went over there and flipped the switch. And I noticed that she didn't break a sweat doing it. It's just flipped the switch. She didn't prevent the electricity from being there. She didn't create the electricity. Just simply flipped the switch. You say, well, if it's that simple, then how come we don't do it? One of the reasons why a lot of times we don't do it is because we don't understand that that's really how it is. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 4 that God calls things that are not as though they were. He spoke to a man named Abram, who had no children, who was well up in years, and said, I have made you father of many nations. I have made you. Would you agree with me that I have made you is speaking as if it's already done and it was in the past? That's how I take it. I have made you father of many nations. But the fact that was in the physical realm appearing was, this dude's old, his wife is old, and they don't have any children. And, yeah, I have made you father of many nations. Well, I don't have any kids. But the fact that God said, I have made you father of many nations. Abraham took that promise from God, received it, believed it. God took him out and says, look up at the stars. He says, if you could number all those stars, that's how I'm going to give you that many descendants. And Abraham said, I believe you. He activated that promise by belief. God gave him a change of name, changed his name from Abram to Abraham, which means father of many. So from that point on, Abraham went around being and saying, father of many, father of many, father of many, father of many. It didn't happen instantaneously. If you read your Bible, it took a long time for him and Sarah to actually have their child of promise, who was Isaac. But it happened. And it happened because the faith of switch was activated and remained activated. I want you just to turn over there for a minute to Romans 4. I wasn't planning on going there, but since I went there, and we're going to go there. Turn to Romans 4. This is I love this passage of Scripture because it's so practical. It just makes it right down where we live. In Romans chapter 4, verse 17 is the verse that I was quoting to you, and we'll just start there. Romans 4:17, and we'll read down to verse 21. So Romans 4:17 through 21. As it is written, I have made you father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed. The God who gives life to the dead and what? Calls things. You say, wait a minute, that's not the end of the sentence. I know that. He calls things that are not as though they were. In other words, he doesn't call things that are as though they are, because if that's what you do, that's what they're going to stay. If you've got symptoms on your body and you just go around talking about the symptoms and talking about how sick you are all the time, you're going to stay that way. And I don't believe that we have to be a people who just deny facts. I don't believe faith requires you to deny facts. I believe faith requires you to supersede facts with faith, with truth. The fact is, I feel horrible. You know, the fact is, I have a fever. Fact is, I have this condition. Well, that may be a fact, but the truth is, according to God's word, he has given you everything you need for life and godliness. By his stripes you were healed. Jesus, he sent his word and healed them. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I redeemed you from all your sickness, all your disease. I mean, you could go on and on and on. I get on healing a lot because, I mean, come in here every single day, every single time we come. There's never, ever been a time that I came here that the prayer requests, that there were at least 75% of them had to do with healing. Because it's something that affects us. It's something we have to fight constantly for our healing. You know, I personally haven't been to the doctor in a long, long time. I'm just going to leave it at that. I could tell you how long, and you might be impressed, and that's why I'm not telling you how long. Been a long time since I've been to the doctor. But have I been afflicted with any form of sickness or had to fight for my health in any way? Absolutely. Absolutely. You have to not only fight in the realm of the spirit to hang on to your health, but you also have to learn how to listen to God. And I have to still work on this and try, like God said, don't do this. Don't eat that. Don't, you know, they say, okay, I'm giving that up. Because God, not because God's wanting to take something away from you, but because he's wanting to empower you with something better. You know, if you got something in your life you know is not good for you, and you say, well, I don't know if I could get rid of it or not, ask God to get rid of it. If he's dealing with you about it, he'll help you. He'll help you. Even if he's not dealing with you about it, but you're just thinking, I don't think God really cares whether I do this or don't do this, but doctor said or someone said or I learned that this ain't good, and I need to quit eating so much sugar. But I don't know if I can. Well, I believe you can do all things through Christ who gives you the strength. Amen. So God calls things that are not as though they were. God calls things. You want things to be, you're going to have to call them. He calls things that are not as though they were. Look at verse 18. This is how activated faith looks. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became. Do you notice believing happens before becoming? He believed and then became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him. So first of all, faith has to start with, what did God say about it? You know, it's interesting to me how many times we as human beings can concoct our own plan without even consulting God about what he wants us to do. We just think, well, this is the way I did it last time I faced this, or I heard somebody else did this. Well, that's good. Somebody else did that, but does that? What does God want you to do? You say, well, I don't know. How am I supposed to know what God wants me to do? Ask him. James said, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask, and God will give you wisdom liberally, and he won't even chew you out for asking. He'll upbraideth you not, King James people. He'll give it to you, but if you ask for wisdom, you're supposed to ask in faith and not doubt, not wavering, ping-pong back and forth. You know what that means? That means when I go to God to ask him what to do, I need to be completely open to whatever he says to me, and whatever he says, that's what I need to do. And I have to have my mind made up before I go ask him that whatever he says, that's what I'm going to do. Because if I go and I say, well, if God says, you know, I'm supposed to give up sugar, but you can still have one donut per day instead of five, I'm good with, you know, like, no, you have to go in there and say, and you know what, whatever you say, Lord, I want to hear it. I'm ready to hear it. And that's faith without wavering, with a commitment that whatever God says, I will do it. That's where you give. That's a lot of times we're asking God for, oh, God, give me wisdom. When if we were really being honest in our prayer, oh, God, bless my plans. Ouch, that hurt. It's true, though. We do that. I do it. If I'm not careful, I still do it. And we need to go to God. Jesus said when he, the Spirit of truth, comes in John 14, he said the Holy Spirit, when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he'll guide you into all truth. All truth. That's truth about what's affecting my health. Like we prayed for, was it Lisa's blood pressure? What's affecting my blood pressure? He'll lead you. He'll tell you. And it can be all kinds of things. It could be things that you, oh, yeah, so, you know, it could be, oh, too much salt, too much stress, too much this, too much that. Maybe, maybe not. It might be something completely you may never heard of before, but God knows. Sometimes there's absolutely nothing in the physical realm that's affecting our, that we could change that's caused this situation to happen. We didn't do anything to start it. We're not doing anything to make it happen. It's just plain old spiritual attack. That's a fact. There are times where the enemy of God will just literally attack you. And it's not because you did this or you did that, or it could be because you're doing everything right. Sometimes people get this delusion that, you know, if I'm doing everything the way God wants me to do it, then life will just be easy. That's, honestly, you need to think about that, because you know God has an enemy. You have an enemy. The Bible says, be alert and sober, because your adversary, the devil, goes around like a roaring lion. That's 1 Peter 5, 7, and 8. Goes around like a roaring lion seeking someone who he can devour. Your adversary, that's your sworn enemy. He'll do anything he can to get at you. So you need to try to make sure you just close as many doors as possible and keep them. Actually, just destroy them. That's better than trying to keep them shut. You know, if I was a person who had been subject to alcohol to the point that it ruined my life, and I went to somewhere and I started being part of a group and a meeting, and they say, here's what you say. You say, hey, my name is Bob and I'm an alcoholic. I've been sober for 20 years. I'm like, dude, I'm not an alcoholic. My name is Bob. I used to be an alcoholic. Jesus redeemed me from that. I'm a born-again child of God. Drinking has no place in my life. Therefore, I've been sober for 20 years. You see, what's the difference? I'm calling things. You call yourself something, and that's what you see yourself as. You call yourself sick, you see yourself sick. And if you see yourself sick, you're probably going to stay that way. And I know that what I'm talking about is not easy to walk in, because I have to walk in it too. We have to do, if we want God's promises, we have to operate by God's principles. If I want the room to be lit up, I have to flip the switch. Okay? So Abraham learned how to flip the switch. Against all hope, he hoped anyway. And he believed what God said. And so he became what God said. And so in verse 19, it says this, without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead. But he didn't go around saying, hey, I'm old man, I'm good as dead. That's not what he went around saying. He went around saying, my name is Abraham. I'm the father of many nations. God promised me descendants as numerous as the stars. That's what he went around saying. Since he was about 100 years old, Sarah's womb was dead. Verse 20, he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God. But he was strengthened in his faith, and he gave glory to God. You want to know how to activate? Give glory to God. Don't talk about your problems. Talk about the promise. Don't talk about your situations. Talk about your Savior. I'm not saying deny your situation. I'm saying supersede your situations. Amen. So, he did not waver in unbelief regarding what God promised, but he was strengthened in his faith and he gave glory to God. Verse 21, being fully persuaded, this is key, this is huge, being fully persuaded that what God promised, God had the power to do it. Notice this, he doesn't say being fully persuaded that what I decided God ought to give me, I got the power to get it. I wasn't in the equation. It was all about God. He promised it, and he has the power to do it. So what we've got to do, and I could tell you, well, God promised this, God promised that, God promised this, God promised that. That's good, but you might not believe me. You got to go find out for yourself what God promised. Get plugged into a good Bible-preaching, Bible-believing church. Get in your life, God has given pastors, God has given people in your life to help you. God has given us tools, Bibles, YouVersion Bible app in your phone. All kinds of things can help you find the promises of God. But when you read them, you're going to have to decide that they're yours. Most Christians believe, I guess every Christian must believe that they're forgiven. Where would we be if we didn't believe we were forgiven? Lost, right? So turn over to Psalm 103. We're just going completely off script here, but it's still the same subject. Psalm 103, we'll finish up with this one. That's about in the middle of your Bible, probably. Psalm 103. And we'll just start in verse 1. I'm gonna read some NIV and quote you some King James because I memorized this. And in my heart, it's in both. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Verse 3. What is the first two benefits that he lists? Who forgives all your iniquities or sins and heals all your diseases. Look at verse 4 real quick. Who redeems your life from destruction or the pit? Is your life the pits today? Well, I got good news for you. He has redeemed you from that. Redeemed. What's redeemed mean? It's the same thing as bailed out. I mean, some of us can relate to that. We're not going to mention any names. Some of us been bailed out before. We got ourselves in a mess. And somebody bailed us out. Well, some of our life choices took us and made our life feel like it's just destruction. It's the pit. My life is the pit. Well, good news. You've been redeemed. Jesus paid your bail. And he didn't just paid your bail, but he served your sentence.
Come on,
your record has been expunged. When you come up, you're not a convicted felon that got bailed out. You're somebody who's never committed a crime because God wiped away your record when you came into Christ. If you're in Christ, you're a new creation, and all behold, old things passed away, and all things become new. Now, I realize I'm talking about that's in the sight of God. That's in the spirit realm. See, the enemy knows that too. He knows that when you've become forgiven, you're completely forgiven. But he also knows that you don't always know it.
Come on.
And he'll use it against you. He'll try to make it stick. What a defamation of character is his specialty. Come on. Slander. Accusation. That's what his literal name means. Satan means slanderer, accuser. But we're not worried about him. If we know who we are in Christ, and we know what Christ has done for us, and we know what God has promised because of what Christ has done for us, we don't, honestly, all we've got to do is be sober and vigilant and keep our guard up, and the enemy has got nothing. He's got nothing. He is as powerless as a toothless day-old cat. But if we let him, even though he has been rendered, his works have been destroyed by the cross of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. But if we let him, the enemy will get the upper hand on us because we will not flip the switch of our faith and we'll live our life in darkness. So David wrote, "Bless the Lord, soul." Whose soul? Mine. He goes, inmost being, you need to get the blessing of the Lord with your praise. Why? Because you don't want to forget his benefits, his promises. What are these promises? And he lists five, and they're not by any means a complete list, but they're some of the really good ones. He said he forgives all your sin. Now, have you ever met a Christian that didn't believe that God forgives sin? I've not. I don't think you can even be a Christian if you don't believe God forgives sin. But look at the word in between sin and healing. It's the word and. And. So if he forgives your sin and heals your diseases, doesn't that mean that healing from diseases belongs to us just as much as forgiveness does? See, that's how I take it. I don't take it just as a spiritual healing. Jesus didn't go around on the earth spiritually healing people's spirits. He did do that, but he also healed their physical bodies. And the Bible tells us, the writers of the gospel made it real clear, that he was doing that in order to fulfill or to manifest old covenant promises like Isaiah 53. By his stripes you were healed. Say, well, Jesus did it to prove it.
Come on.
Amen. And I'm not condemning anybody or downing anybody because we're dealing with sickness, man. I'm dealing with stuff my own self. But I'm dealing with it by believing God's word, by speaking God's word, by expecting God's word to be manifest and fulfilled. Amen. And somebody said, well, preacher, what if I'm believing God for healing and I don't get healed? And I died from it. I guess you got to spend eternity in heaven with Jesus. I mean, you can't lose. I went over a while back and visited someone who's diagnosed with cancer, and they've been battling for over a year. And I mean, it's tough. It's tough. And I mean, the physical symptoms of that, you don't have to ask if he's dealing with physical symptoms, but he told me himself, Jonathan told me himself, he said, Pastor, I can't lose. He said, because I believe that Jesus has healed me. And I'm standing in faith for the manifestation of that healing. But no matter what happens, Jesus is Lord of my life. I can't lose. I said, you're right. You're right. Bless the Lord, O my soul. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. And did he stop there? No, he doesn't just do that. He redeems my life from destruction, the pit. And then what's he do when he crowns me. He crowns me with love and compassion. You know who wears crowns? Royalty. You're not a pauper. You're a prince or a princess. You know, you've been crowned with his goodness. His love, his compassion. Look at this, verse 5. He satisfies whose desire does he satisfy with good things? He satisfies yours, mine. If I just, here's how you can get anything you want in life. Want the right thing at the right time, and God will give it to you every time. Every time God will give it to you. Only time we don't get it when we want it, how we want it, is because our timing is off or our desire is wrong. And if I will just keep surrendering my things to God, almost every big thing that I've ever received in my life from the Lord, I didn't receive it when I was really pressing in trying to get it. I'm not saying you shouldn't press in and try to get it, but at some point something's got to click in you and you've got to say, all right, I've got it. And they go, well, where is it? I've got it. I've got it. You see, what do you mean? And then when you let it go, in a sense, you don't give up on it. You give up on trying to force it to happen, and you receive it as having happened. Then you'll see it. I could tell you specifics about that in numerous areas of my life. And it was times where I just felt like this thing, I mean, I've been pressing in, believing, and it is just becoming all-consuming. It's all I can think about. And I don't think that's right. So I'm just giving that over to you, Lord. It's all yours. It's done. I thank you that it's finished. I thank you for it. And from that point forward, I never asked him again for it. I just thanked him. And when I truly thanked him and I just believed that it was so, and I mean, it was settled. It didn't matter. I didn't even have to try to work up faith. It's like, I don't know when it'll happen. I don't know how it'll happen. But I guarantee you this, I know for a fact, this is going to become the reality of my life. And when I've got in that place, I flipped the switch of faith, and it became manifest in my life. I can't even begin to tell you. I could tell you specific stories, but I won't because of this. Because my stories are my stories. You know, if I told you that God delivered me from over $50,000 in debt, you might go, oh, I need details of how that happened. Well, my details were my details, and your details have to become your details. But God will give you a plan. If I say, you know, I was at a point where, you know, I had a condition in my body, and they said, an RN told me this. My mother-in-law was RN. She said, if you don't go and get some treatment for that, you very well could die. And I said, well, I've been praying about it, and I had been. My healing had not manifested. And I said, if I can get into a doctor who's a spirit-filled, Holy Ghost-led doctor, I'll go. But if I cannot get into a doctor who I know for a fact is a born-again Christian, spirit-filled, I won't go. I'm not going. Now, listen, that doesn't have to be for you. That's just where I was at. Your doctor might not be a born-again, spirit-filled Christian, but God may be sending you to him because he wants you to help him become that. I don't know. But I was just, that's where I was at, and I hadn't been to a doctor at that point in years, so I didn't have a doctor. Somebody said, who's your doctor? I said, Jesus. And she said, if you don't go, you may die. And I said, well, I'll pray about it. I prayed about it. I said, no, I can't. I'm not in a place where I'm comfortable with going anywhere if I don't know there. So, God, I'm all in your hands. If they, you know, I'm willing to pass out of this earth if you want me to. But I'm not going somewhere putting my life in the hands of someone who might do something that would take me out of here in a heartbeat. I'm just going to keep myself in your hands. And you know what happened? This is the honest truth. I'll take these glasses off so you can see me. I woke up the next morning. That condition was completely, totally gone. Totally gone. I had swelling in my body. I had infection in my body. I had been laying around with ice bags on that infection and swelling for a while, praying my heart out, claiming my healing, and it wasn't happening. But when I put my trust in him alone, and it's just that it manifests. You say, does it, oh, wow, does it always happen like that? No. I had a pinched nerve one time that I had to pray, and I had to do some things in the physical realm, learn how to sleep differently, this and that. Took almost 6 months for that healing to manifest. But it did, and I kept claiming it. kept claiming, I'm by stripes, I'm healed, and this has no right in me. When I feel those symptoms, I speak against them. So I kept flipping the switch of faith. As best I could, I flip it on and try to keep it on. Now, I don't do it perfect all the time. Neither will you. But God's grace is sufficient. But I just want to end with this. David said, bless the Lord, O my soul. That's key. Bless the Lord. Bless him with your words. You know what to bless someone means? It means to empower them. You say, I mean, I empower God. I thought he's all powerful. He is. But you empower him to work in your life by the things you say. I trust in you, Lord. That those are words he can use, especially when you mean them. Psalms 91 is one of my favorite psalms, full of promises about protection. And you know what it says? It says, whoever abides in the shadow of the Almighty will dwell in the presence of the Lord. And it says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. I'll say it. That's the switch. We need to say what God says. Amen. Amen. The first thing we need to say is, Jesus is my Lord. And if you've never done that, today's your day. Amen. And you can just say it as simple as that. Lord Jesus, be my Lord. I accept you and I receive you. I want you in my life. Forgive me, Son of God. Come into my heart, into my life, and be my Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Okay. That was the quiet shout, wasn't it?
Yeah. I didn't want to hurt no one's eardrums. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from Pastor Delight the White Shepherd. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.